Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the things that we would probably say, no,
It can't be. It just can't be. Someone I love is gone, and my life is shattered into a million pieces. I want everything back just the way it used to be. God, are you there? Are you listening? I want my loved one back. I am not ready to let them go. Yes, those are our thoughts when we first experience that loss. We don't want to, we go into shock. We go into shock because we don't want to own up to it. One of the first reactions people have after a loved one dies is shock. What happened is so terrible, devastating, so painful that their mind and emotions are overwhelmed. Yes, our emotions are overwhelmed. I remember that day when I received that information, that knock on the door. I didn't want to believe at the particular time when I got the knock at the door, I didn't know my husband had already passed, but they told me that he had a massive heart attack. So they didn't want me to fall apart until I got to the hospital. And it was a shock. It was very painful, devastating. My mind and my emotions were overwhelmed. One woman would said that it completely, they became completely numb. I can say the same thing too. I became numb. I had one lady from church, and I had a friend to come by when we came home. And my whole body became numb and tingling. My nerve just was reacting so many different ways. I had no control of it. And they washed me down with alcohol because I couldn't stop feeling tingling. Just my nerve was just going through my body because of the loss information I just received. Yes, you don't feel anything. You couldn't feel anything. You feel numb. Everything went into slow motion, and you began to go in autopilot. Everybody experienced grief differently. They're in a daze. They're confused. They're disoriented and preoccupied. Now, preoccupied was something that I became, those feelings became within me because after my church member and my girlfriend bathed me into alcohol, I felt a little bit better. My nerve had sort of slowed down. And the next thing that came to my mind that I had to make sure the house was clean. Everything was okay downstairs. That we were upstairs in my bedroom at the time. Now, my girlfriend said, you know, everything looks fine. You don't have to do anything. But I felt the need to clean. Now, normally I keep a clean house, and the house was clean. But your mind played tricks with you. I just felt that I needed to do some more cleaning. My mind was out of control. Shock. Preoccupied. But shock sometimes helps you. It builds you up. It's a blessing because it's a cushion up against the blow by blocking some of the emotional pain until you are ready to handle full impact of your loss. There's a quote from this writer. When we lose someone we have lost deeply, we are left with a grief that can't be that can paralyze us emotionally because we feel that a part of us have died also. And that is so true. So I went into the shock mode where when it was time for me to start preparing for the funeral, I took it out of my mind that my husband didn't pass. I was putting this funeral together for someone, no specific person. It was just knew I had to prepare this funeral. And I blocked my emotions. After coming from the hospital, I cried a whole lot, but I got in a shock mode, and the tears were still. My emotion was like frozen. My emotion, the thought of my husband not being there, I sort of put it in a box and closed it up until I got through the film. But we should not let shock scare us. It plays with our mind. Our mind becomes blur. We feel numb. If it seems like, it also seems like a bad dream. And you keep expecting that the loved one will call, walk in the door, but you are experiencing a shock. Shock is a very normal response when you lose someone that you love. And so many people experience it different ways. But most of the time, the first thing is shock. And you experience it and you just go into that frozen mode. And the next thing that happens is after the funeral and during that funeral and 1 month later, you started feeling like, oh, I'm going crazy. Am I going crazy? Well, you might be. But that's a normal reaction also. You have mood changes. You drop changes at the drop of a hat. You seem incredibly empty. You become very overwhelmed with feelings of anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, while others tell you that they are numb. You don't really feel anything at all. You also have difficulty sleeping. You're constantly crying. And sometimes you are just unable to shed a tear at all. And some people experience that they feel or hear their loved one voices. They smell the perfume or the cologne that they wear. They have that smell. And they begin to wonder, am I going crazy? No, you are not going crazy, because this is normal. Crazy feelings are normal in grief. If you feel like you're going crazy, one of the best things that you should do is find others who are grieving, like you are, not just other people that are grieving, who knows about grief, and tell them what you are experiencing, because most of the time you have experienced some of the same things, same feelings, same thoughts, emotions. So it's you are not crazy. It's normal. The normal process in grief. And because you will find that someone else feeling just like you, two crazy people together, you find yourself laughing at it. When when you tell someone else that you're doing something you think is crazy and they are sharing it, most of the time it sounds very crazy. But when you hear someone else is going through the same thing, it becomes, you know, it could be laughter in there. And that takes you away from the emotion, the emotional feeling that you're going through at that particular time. And even every time you're not with that person that you discuss your feelings with, now you can understand why you're feeling those things, because it's normal. And it doesn't get so bad after all, because now you know that you're not the only person in the world that's feeling this way. And that helps you through that grief process, just knowing that someone else out there is feeling just as crazy as I am right now. And then also what happens is people, you get pressure by people how you should feel. And now this is this can become emotional. And it can become emotional because you're not ready to go the fast pace as others want you to. You are going slower and getting through your grief than they think you should. And some of them, they don't mean any harm, but they can be very cruel with what they say. Oh, you should have gotten over it by now. There is no time period to get over grief. Everybody takes longer than the other. And that is very hurtful to be, those things be said to and then to someone, that you should have gotten over it by now. Yeah. Everybody goes through grief differently. There's no time period in any book that says you need to be through grief by a certain number of days, weeks, months, or whatever. So don't be pressured by anyone that, I mean, you can, after 3 or 4 years, it's been 24 for me. I still think about Al from time to time. I remember a thing that goes on during the holiday. His birthday is Christmas Eve. You know, how can I forget? But I don't, the tears are dried up. Pretty much I try to think of good thoughts so I can go through good grief, the process, journeying through grief, making it, at this time in my life, is more healthy because I have good thoughts. And so don't let anyone pressure you and letting you say that, you know, you've had sufficient time to get through that, and now you should be on your way for recovery. No, that is not true. So take your time. Let me read a quote. Many commenting on how strong I was. Little did they know what was going on inside. Yes, they just didn't know how I was feeling, how they were feeling. So those are things. And people don't always, when they say things, they really mean, sometimes they mean well, but they just don't know how to say it, and what comes out is not the right thing. Another quote, don't put on a happy face because you think it is expected. Grief denial is a grief unhealed. What that is saying is, don't put a happy face when you're hurting inside. You don't have to always smile. Don't deny grieving, because grief is and that will make it unhealed. That means it's, you're not healing properly when you hold things inside and don't release it. So don't let anyone pressure you and tell you that you should have gotten through this by now, you should have done this by now. No. Grief is a day-to-day You take it one day at a time and ask God to help you to walk through this time in your life. Because God can handle it day by day with you. And be strong in true sense of word by letting yourself grieve. So that is the end of the grief session for tonight. The most important thing is it is okay to feel like you're going crazy. It is okay, also, it is okay to be in shock. That's a normal thing. That's normally one of the first things, is becoming, in, you know, being shocked for the information that you receive, because it's devastating. So it's okay. The next thing, it is, yes, you can feel like you're going crazy. It is normal. It's not crazy. But when you cry and you don't sleep and don't get rest, then it becomes a problem because it's not healthy. And it's important that you try to avoid some of those stages. Pressure from people. Just remember, you have your own time to grieve. And it doesn't have to be today, tomorrow, or next month, or next year. You got your own time. But the important part, to grieve healthy, make sure you get enough rest. Make sure you spend time with family. Stay busy. All of those things, especially during the holidays. Enjoy your family, your friends, and also the beauty of the decoration and all the things that you normally enjoy doing during the Christmas holiday. And think of the good memories that you shared with that loved one, of loved ones, because so many people are leaving here, and you might have more than one loved one that you've lost that you're going through this grieving period for. It might be more than one, but just knowing that God is with you. One, I want to read a verse, and I want you to probably write this down, because this is one of the verses that God is letting you know that he will never leave you or forsake you. But this one is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And just knowing that God will do just that. He will walk you through this journey of grief. And he will give you resources and people to walk through this time in your life. I have some announcements. This past weekend, we had a wonderful Christmas breakfast together, and we had some good food. We had fish and grits and a great gathering together, and it was fun. Today, one of the ladies from the other ministry that I'm involved in, we went and delivered shoeboxes, gift-wrapped shoeboxes with toiletry items, and also 3 bags of toys for boys and girls. We delivered to 2 different shelters, homeless women with children, 27 shoeboxes, and 3 bags of toys. This was a joint venture with the New Thing Ministry International, where Dr. Normal Phillips, is president. And Denise Robinson and I, from the New Thing Ministry, we went and delivered those shoeboxes today. And that was a blessing. Everything went well. The next thing on the that's coming up, we will have a calendar with all the different activities that we're going to be doing in 2016. Next month, I'll be announcing those things that we'll be doing. And also, if you want a copy, you can always give me a call. I can email that information to you as well. I will be emailing that information to the regular widows that are involved in this ministry. So if you want a copy, you can, you know, get a copy and see what we are doing and join us. We will be going on our trip for next year, 2016, September 17th through the 22nd, to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel. That's for 5 days. It's an inclusive trip, so join us if you can. And I will continue to do the grief inspiration each Tuesday from now until I think the middle of January. But I wanted to continue these series of books that I'm working with. And let me see if there's anything else on the agenda for this month. That is pretty much it. We will be posting pictures from our Christmas gathering, shoeboxes that we collected from everyone, pictures when we deliver them. So in another week, we should have them posted to Facebook, and you can see what the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is doing, as well as the joint venture with A New Thing Ministry International. I am also a part of that ministry as well. I'm on the trustee board. So that is it. Tune in again next week. Same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And hear the next series of Journeying Through Grief. And just know that God loves you, He knows your pain, and He will get you through it. But it will take one day at a time. Just make those steps one day at a time. And knowing that you can do it in your own time, not no one else's time. Be blessed and have a Merry Christmas. Just know the true reason for the season. Enjoy your family, exchange gifts, but the importance is giving and receiving. The reason for the season is our Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem on December 25th. That is the reason for the season. Wonderful and Merry Christmas and good night. Be blessed.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. This is what He told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You you can make it.
You can make it if you just break through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you is sent away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.